So it's about 19, 20 hours, Friday evening. We're out on out in the remote part of Highlands County, just on the border of Hardy County, on an area that we call Vaughn Road. It's actually, it used to be a road, dirt road, shell gravel road between the two counties, but that's now closed. And it's kind of a camping spot for horseback riders. We're out on a new wooden bridge. Caden's mom just spotted a gar, one that they had seen earlier in the day, and he's got all his fishing gear out here and just going to try to snag him. Sadly for the boy, I am not a fisherman by any stretch of the imagination. So it's the blind leading the very eager and only somewhat blind. The kid actually knows probably more about fishing and fish than I do, thanks to his grandfather and uncle, which I'm grateful for, because that is not my forte. But this is old Florida. This is natural Florida. In my first post, part one, of our fishing expedition, if you will, I provided no narrative. Hopefully you could hear us walking, you could hear family talking, and you could hear the sounds of the critters out here. It's a beautiful area. Spanish moss, old oaks, palms, an old drainage canal, runoff area between old ranches. So it's not true old Florida, but it's about as good as it gets in this area. Short of a couple ranches that you can visit and that I had the privilege of having access to on occasion. Sadly, I don't think he's going to catch his fish. He went back to get his crickets. And you hear that? Baby alligator.
No, it's
right here. I'm going to go up, check it out. And that's mama gator's nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see it?
Come
walk
right over there.
Okay, I see him.